Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Chicago is using over 1,000 feral cats to battle a massive rat problem. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
No.
No.
They have a rat we're going to catch. That's
like
Chicago
there's
way.
One person who says it makes sense.
Yes.
Guess who it was.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Mike 3.
Cats chase mice, right?
Yes.
They're rats.
Yeah, a little bit bigger, but.
Rats.
Same thing.
Okay.
Almost.
Here is Sarah List from the Treehouse Humane Society.
We find a lot of our clients actually tell us that before they had cats, they would step outside their house and rats would actually run across their feet.
I wouldn't go outside after dark.
They don't generally eat a lot of rats. They will kill some rats, usually in the beginning when they first arrive at a new location. But typically, they're actually just deterring them with their pheromones. That's enough to actually keep the rats away. So they smell the cats. They say, oh, this is a dangerous place for me to live. There's no reason for me to be here. And they actually move out to other areas.
I had friends like that. You smell them and you're like, I'm out of here.
There's nothing I like here.
Bad pheromones.
Isn't there some other way? Like, call eliminate them pest control.
Eliminate them pest control 8 days a week. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's just dump 1,000 cats out there. That'll be great because they'll be just crapping everywhere and eating out of garbage cans.
But no rats.
Right. They're not rats.
I'll take cats over rats.
Like rats, but they're cats.
I'll take cats over rats.
Yes, hey.
They bring a thing of a rat, you bring a cat. It's a Chicago way.
All right. And then we get the cat problem. Yeah, let's bring in the dogs.
Right. Can't get rid of the dogs.
You got the dog problem. What do we do with the dog problem?
Bring in the cats.
There's no dog problem because everybody loves dogs.
So. Anyway.
The Chicago Feral Cat sounds like a great name for like a minor league baseball
team. It really does. It really does.
Those hats would be awesome.
Right.
Feral Cat hat.
Isn't that bizarre? Like no one thought, how do you get everyone on the same bandwagon there?
Nobody wanted to give it an idea. Someone said, bring a bunch of cats. Like, okay.
All right.
You know, it was a weekend, it was a Friday, it was 5:30. I just want to do happy hour.
Yeah, we need to go. Happy hour.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
Whatever.
That's great. Work on that. Bye.
All right. We got two problems. Right. We got too many rats. Hmm. We got too many cats. Right. What do we do? Put the cats where the rats are.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's that.
This is a major metropolitan city.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss.
This reeks of desperation. Just, I don't know. We don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. What do we do?
So you can't kill him?
Mash, like, hey, man.
Can't put poison out there, right?
No. It's... then the kids get it.
Mm. Those things are badass, too.
Rats?
Oh, my God. They're very smart.
Yeah.
So if you have a horse barn or any kind of a barn, you know, they're going to try to find their way in there.
Right.
And if you call one of those eliminate and pest control guys,
eliminate and pest control.
We didn't call them. This is over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They bring this big, giant black thing. It's like this rat house.
Mm-mm.
The ratinator?
Mm-mm. It's the ratinator.
The ratinator. Where are you? Look at your eyes.
Then you put like rat kind of food in there, and then they get in there, and they can't get out.
Oh. I can't.
But they're too smart. They don't go in there.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They're just too smart.
They sent one guy in. Now he didn't come out. You okay, Happy?
They're the creepiest things, too. I don't even think they bite people. Right?
I don't want to find out.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I don't want to find out.
They got little rat teeth.
Yeah, they have rat teeth, but...
they're not that little.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to back them into a corner for them to attack you. I think other scenario, they're just going to run off.
Well, remember, you know, Stallone in The First Blood? He's in that one area with the sewer with the all the rats jumping.
That's gross.
That was the actual lines. He said,
I can't picture the movie, but I can hear him screaming like that.
Can you look up the scene?
It's the first one, AJ?
Yeah. He's going through a sewer or something like that, and all these rats are going,
he had a lot of stuff happen to him. You could see why he would want to just go bananas at the end there.
Oh, this is a 5-minute scene. Is it rats the whole time, or is it like one specific part?
You'll see one part where he's in there, he's got a torch, and all these rats just jumping. He's in the water.
It's like underground. He's like in a cave.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Remember this scene.
Yep. You don't forget a bunch of rats attacking somebody and him going, Should have gotten an Oscar for that.
I told you this story. We were renting a house, and the landlord just let the septic tank go bananas.
Uh-oh.
And we had a bunch of rats in the yard. So my dad poured gas all over the place, lit it on fire, and these rats came out running on fire.
Oh, my God.
The flaming rats is great for a band.
Flaming rats. The flaming rats. As they were coming out, he was shooting them with a machine gun.
Oh, my God. That's like war tactics.
Yeah. Well, when you're a kid, you don't realize how crazy or hillbilly it is.
Right.
You know, you're just like, oh, this is what you do.
This is cool.
Yeah. He lined you guys all up on the front porch. You throw the firecrackers at them. Right. If they come this way, you explode them.
That's right. You're the back line.
Ah!
Do we have it?
Oh, it's on his back. They're like crawling all over him.
Ew. Wow.
He's swinging the torch at him like that's going to do something.
How do you write that?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
H-U-A-H-H.
Yep. Those memorable lines.
Right.
This is our third and final installment of Roller Coaster Karaoke. Morning show crew went out to Quasi in Middlebury weeks ago and recorded ourselves trying to sing Whitney Houston on a roller coaster.
I'm still shaking.
Not easy to do. It's not easy to sing Whitney Houston.
No.
Period.
With G-forces? No.
Try it on a roller coaster.
Exactly.
With G-forces.
Your face goes... Run those turns. I was the worst. I'm like trying to sing like...
You did look like a... You did look like a St. Bernard on that thing. Damn it.
I was thinking Sharpay, but okay, go ahead.
You would not want to be in the cart behind AJ.
No, you did not.
Without a plastic face shield.
Yeah, you get all wet.
I didn't even want to be in the cart with AJ.
No.
Well, likewise.
Yeah, you need one of those ponchos.
Likewise. I'm like, ew, get out.
All right, so Ashley is the one who always wants to sing anytime there's a chance. Let's hear how she did.
Are you ready?
No! Not at all!
But you like singing!
But I hate roller coasters!
What was that?
I think that was a series of F-bombs.
You think?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, my God. All right.
Fun.
No. Ah! All right. Quick, go! Before I get out! Okay. Oh, my God.
Goodbye, Ashley.
Ah! It's gonna be loud. Blow my headphones.
Oh my God!
Didn't even go anywhere.
Yeah, really, just going upwards.
Didn't even go anywhere.
It's oh my very gosh. High. Oh my God! Oh my God! I hate roller coasters. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. All right. I'm starting the song. All right. All right. And I... Oh, my God! Ah! 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 I love you!
Oh, that.
Wow. It sounded like a seagull dive bombing.
Are you stepped in what a live wire. Ah! Oh, we'll try next time.
The hair dryer just fell into the bathtub.
Or worse, you dropped your marshmallow peep.
That is an emergency.
I dropped my donut.
Wow.
Huh, that's some scream.
She got two words out. Yeah. And I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Yep.
Scream, scream, scream.
Right. This is the horror version.
I think they're both.
Yep.
We'll always love you somewhere in there.
Okay. Hold on.
It's a Sybil version.
This is the 3 a.m. Right. She's drunk outside your car. You have your new girlfriend
right
in the passenger seat.
I will always love you. Get the
yep. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Then comes a bang on the car door.
That's my ex-girlfriend. She's
get me off of this.
Drive away. Hey.
Well, get off the hood of my car.
Very demonic, yeah. Windshower, smack, 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 smack. Put it on fast. Take that and that. the phone we have.
My face hurts.
Yeah. Anything else?
All right, I will always love you. I hate you.
Yeah.
I actually hate you. Oh my God, I will always love you. Help! Oh my God.
Oh my God. If this isn't a mic'd up drunk girl at 3 a.m., seeing her boyfriend with another girl. Wow.
Oh my God.
I love you. I hate you. I hate you.
Did they just hear fabric ripping towards the end?
I hate you.
Help me. I love you.
Help me.
You look like a raccoon. Let's get this makeup cleared up off your face.
Right. Yeah, right. My mascara is like streaming down my cheeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold her hair, she's gonna puke. Wow.
I was gonna say, I guess he let me back in the car.
Phil doesn't want us to play his.
Why not?
He doesn't think he did a good job.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Well, I blew it immediately.
Big baby.
Mm.
You play my stuff, you play yours.
Right.
Do I sound perfect every Friday? No.
I have it ready to go. I don't think it's fun.
Oh, come on. It's probably tons of fun for us.
It just sounds like a person riding a roller coaster because I ruined the whole task.
I remember you screaming a lot, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right, so you flipped the song instead of hitting play. You flipped it to the next song. So it wasn't Whitney Houston's.
I hit
whatever.
Play. I got like a second of the song. It was queued up to a specific part. And then as soon as it dropped, I squeezed it. And yeah, it skipped to the next song. So there's.
Which was also Whitney Houston.
Right, but there's no words because it was just like the instrumental intro.
You're saying God Bless America.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's take a listen.
All right.
Phil on a roller coaster.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Yeah! See you guys soon.
You're too excited.
Yeah, really.
I love roller coasters.
Way too happy.
Okay, yeah!
Way too happy.
Yep, this is what would happen to you.
This is like free ride on a roller coaster. Who doesn't get excited about that?
Exactly.
Me.
Like three rides in a Corvette.
Well, I changed the song somehow on Ashley's iPod, so I'm not listening to the right song at all! Oh, my God! Well, oh, my God!
You know what you can do with some of these screams?
Vibrating underwear?
No.
What?
That's not what I was thinking.
All right, okay.
I mean, everything is vibrating in the...
you have that... How's Mike 3 doing?
Mike 3 has lost it again.
Well, you have that, like, that tear when you're getting hair removed?
Oh, yeah, right.
Right, you take each one of those screens and it's like... Whoosh.
Yeah. Delayed reaction, yes.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad they were delayed, yes.
Oh, my God!
Worked right there perfectly. Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, is the water cold, Phil?
Oh, my God!
I guess it is.
Yeah. Hold on, you got one ready? All right, Phil, we're going to take this hair off now. You ready?
Oh, my God!
Perfect. All right, now let's do the real thing.
I changed the song! It's the wrong one!
AJ and I had, I think, the best time on this thing.
Yes, as in best as in Pete ourselves, yes.
The best, most horrific sounds.
Yes.
So Phil made a montage.
The notes will be bad.
Whose goddamn idea was this?
Not that you didn't know that already.
It sucks! And
Wow. Are we getting prostate exams?
Boy, we sound a lot alike when we're screaming.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I can't tell the difference between me and you.
Seriously, like twins.
Oh,
Excuse me?
This sucks. Oh, yeah.
We're playing the Rider game. Allie with the Ridgefield Playhouse is on. She'll give you an item listed in a concert rider. It's a request from the artist.
Yes.
Connect the item with the artist, and you go to the show. All right. Emma, can we hear you?
Yes, you can hear me.
Excellent. All right. What is that clue, Allie?
All right. So which band needs a bottle of Slippery Elm? And now we are, which we found out is for their colon.
Yes.
And now we are left with, because we got rid of one, the Doo-Wop Project on June 27th, Colin Hay Band on August 13th, or Fitz and the Tantrums on July 5th.
Fitz and the Tantrums.
It is Fitz and the Tantrums.
That's why they're having tantrums. They can't poop.
Emma does very...
Damn it! Damn it!
I'm surprised people didn't say the Doo-Wop Project. I wonder what made you decide Fitz and the Tantrums?
I don't, because I'd rather see them.
Because Fitz rhymes with blank.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that is them. We'll see what happens.
Their famous song has got to go now.
What song do they do?
The clappy song.
The clappy song?
Yeah. Yeah, you clap in the middle of it.
Oh, there's only one like that. Right, so
that's God, their biggest hit.
Happy You Know It?
Allie knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We don't.
I'm surprised. Maybe Phil can bring it up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we're hoping we're working on it right now.
And take some Slippery Elm.
Nothing, yeah.
Oh.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is fun.
I'm in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, that's it. I can make my hands clap.
Yeah, thank you.
These guys need Slippery Elm. Bathroom's nearby, right?
You don't even know.
Take some Slippery Elm. Everything's clapping.
Crap.
All right, Emma, you are a go.
Literally.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope the whole audience isn't taking it. You have a busy night in the bathroom.
It's funny.
Slippery Elm.
Yep. Wow.
It sounds like a stunt.
They sell it for pets as well.
One of us takes Slippery Elm. Actually, all of us take Slippery Elm. See who goes first.
You're the one that does the stunts around
here. Like roulette. This is everybody inclusive. We'll see who can withstand.
Ashley sounds like she's drunk.
Yes.
system. All righty. Steve and Stratford, ready for your clue?
Yeah, that was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
That was a good one.
That was a good
Slippery
one.
Slippery Elm.
Yep.
All right.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, so which musician needs a bottle of tequila, fingernail trimmers, and a clothing steamer, just, and it says next to that, just to use. I don't know what that means. Why else would you have a clothing
steamer? In other words, they're not going to keep it.
Right. They don't want to take it with them.
Exactly.
I guess they take the tequila and the fingernail trimmers. Good point.
So.
Why do you need a fingernail
trimmer? Is that you mentioned, or is this a new group of bands?
Yeah, it's a new group. Here we go.
No,
yeah.
This is different. I'm going to give you different people.
Yeah. Different folks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So is it Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry on August 19th? Is it Tim Reynolds, Dave Matthews' collaborator Tim Reynolds, on June 18th? Jorma Kaukonen from Hot Tuna on July 18th? Or Ben Folds on September 8th?
The guy from Hot Tuna.
Jorma?
Yeah.
It is not Jorma Kaukonen.
Now, Jorma, no one's Ma. Hey, Ma!
Why would you need a fingernail clipper at each venue?
At every venue you go to.
Bring it with you.
Bring your fingernail clipper.
I have one that I like a lot, and that's it. If I go away for the weekend, right. I bring it with me.
Exactly.
Hang nails, man.
Hang nails. I got hang nails.
Turn off mic three.
What are you?
Just turn
Forrest
it off.
Gump, I got hang nails.
Turn it. Her brain has been off since 8. Can we please turn her mic off, too?
Mine was like a nail clipper. Hang nails.
Jenny.
Then I got the hangnails again.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what a hangnail is.
She done popped the balloon again.
I don't know why my mouth is not working.
Okay, Mike is off.
Used to work in a balloon factory.
Mike don't work. Mouth don't work.
Nope.
Brain don't work.
We know
yes, that too.
That was
that usually starts.
That was evident this morning.
All right. Okay. Next. Gina in Manchester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I say Ben Folds.
It actually is Ben Folds. That was very good.
Oh. That makes sense.
Good guess.
Otherwise, Ben Folds. So I need the thing for the fabric.
Ben Folds. Wasn't it Ben Folds 5? 8th.
Yep.
It used to be Ben Folds 5, right?
At one point, yeah, you're right. This is just a solo show with him and a piano, and it could be a good show.
The other four left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole nail clipper thing.
The nail clipper.
Right,
tequila,
nails.
I get.
Right.
Clothes steamer, yes. Pulling the clothes out of a trunk.
Right.
The nail clipper, just bring it with you.
Maybe Ben Wrinkles.
Yeah.
But you're right. You have to realize that this rider goes to every single venue that they play.
What does he do with all of them?
Every single venue. He must have an entire... How many fingernail clippers does this man have?
Well, does he throw them out like guitar picks?
I'm guessing that during the downtime, after he's done with his tour, he has a nail clipper store.
Oh.
Or a booth in a flea market.
That would make sense.
Right. The Ben Folds clippers.
Ben Folds clippers.
All right. You want to hear a 6-year-old blowing up a bridge?
Absolutely.
6-year-old from Austin, Texas, survived leukemia.
Yay.
Yes.
God bless him.
Yep.
Yay.
He got to blow up a bridge.
That is so cool. I want to blow something up.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Texas Department of Transportation teamed up to let Archer demolish an interstate flyover. Here's the audio.
Oh, wait, sorry, that was a Bottle Rockets audio.
That is the best!
That is cool.
Did you hear the horns going off?
Yeah. He had the old-fashioned plunger thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I put the video up on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cute kid, got the hard hat and the little vest and everything.
It sounds like the guy that was counting him down was having just as much fun.
Yeah.
Light it up, Archer!
You understood that?
Light it up, Archer!
It wasn't hard, I don't know.
I heard blah 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 blah. Yeah. So the guy swung out and burp like I did.
It sounds like you about a minute ago.
That slipped right out, man.
Yeah, 3-2-1, fire in the hole, light it up, Archer. I don't know. That was it.
Oh my God, you hang out drunk.
So they have to tell him all this is coming because 3-2-1, go.
Right.
Oh wait, there's more.
Right,
fire in the hole. Okay, go. No, wait, hold it.
Are you marking set? Go. Wait. No, wait. Hold.
Wait until I say, light it up, Archer.
Okay. I'll point to you.
No, I've always wanted to do that.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
This kid, what a great pick. This is an awesome Make-A-Wish.
Or at least watch it being done, you know?
No, the pushing of the plunger.
I mean, that's cool, but I'll self watching it.
Now, is that really, was it? Like, was that for
a dummy plunger?
A dummy plunger?
That'd be my guess. Maybe I don't know.
Because it switches now, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I would guess, like, later down the line, like, he does the plunge, and then they're like, all right, hit the button.
Hit the button.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to time it, though, so the kid feels good.
Still cool.
No. Right, because he can't, like, just go up to him and be like, yeah, and, like, push it down, and then, like, people lose lives. There's no way. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
The kid sat on accidentally.
Right, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. I choop.
Or a bird lands on it.
You did sparrow. Hear birds in the beginning of this clip.
Yeah, a fat sparrow.
I heard those birds and I thought they have no idea what's about to come.
Right? Nope.
Nope. Yep.
They're just having a regular day.
Yep.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Exactly.
Tweet.
Yep. Someone's hood of the car is messed up.
Goodbye, birds.
Feathers everywhere.
That was actually the portalette.
What do you do if a bird lands on the bridge right before you press the plunger?
You
bye
wait.
Bye, birdie. Yeah, no, birdie goes boom. Nah, right?
Birdie says...
Yeah, the birdie will fly really fast.
Yeah, they know how to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Have a little extra propulsion, but yeah. Probably less ass feathers.
It's like a cooked chicken lands right in front of you.
Who wants squab?
Derek Jeter sold his Tampa, Florida mansion for $22.5 million.
Ooh! But it's gorgeous, though.
Oh, you see that house? It's worth every penny of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right under the water. This is what I picture a mansion looking like. You know, it's right under the water. None of the stuffy rolling hills crap with the freaking, you know, the sculptured freaking bushes. Something like this. It's sick. It's got a pool. It's right under the water. It's mint.
It reminds me of Yankee Stadium.
Scarface.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he got the architect from Yankee Stadium and said, yeah, build something that kind of reminds you of Yankee Stadium from the backside.
Exactly.
Well, he wanted some privacy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he used the entire lot, though. He could have had some grass on the side. Maybe he doesn't like pushing a lawnmower.
Exactly. You know, I don't want to cut the lawn.
It's like, just build a house outside. I don't have to mow the side lawn.
Cement everything.
That's how many cement trucks?
My God.
A lot.
Wow.
A lot. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Originally,
the poor people on the side are like, oh my God, stop already.
What's that?
The poor folks live on each side of this house. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, just finish the damn thing.
Well, was that one or two houses there? He bought them and knocked them down, or was that an empty lot?
That had it. Looking by the size of the houses near it, it's at least two properties, if not even three.
Yeah. Originally listed at $29 million. The home sale is the largest ever in the Tampa Bay region.
Damn.
Smoking hot, though. It's cool.
That's according to Stephen Gay and Katie Glaser, who are the listing agents. So if they got 6% of that $22.5 million, that's somewhere around $1.3 million, right?
Hell yeah.
For putting a sign out front?
Yep.
I think my entire house could fit in just one of his rooms with room to spare.
Yeah, probably. 22,000 square feet.
Man.
Overlooking 345 feet of open bay.
When you have to use a cell phone to call someone to the part of the house and say, right there.
Yeah.
Which floor are you on?
Right. You need GPS.
You yell, Marco! Marco!
The largest waterfront property on the island. And it's the largest home by square footage ever sold in South Tampa.
I would spend my entire time in the backyard by the pool just looking out at the water like, oh, my God, I can't believe I had this.
Yeah.
I'd be like walking around like hammered all the time going, look what I got! Yeah. Look what I got!
You'd fall into the bay.
No, it's got a fence. So I'm good.
It spans a massive 21,796 square feet. Features 7 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms.
Whew. You can use one like every single day.
Eight full and eight half baths.
Right. I'm going to use the north wing, so I may want to stay out of there for a little while.
There are some things I would change about this mansion.
It was
though.
Kielbasa and sauerkraut night.
Features of the home include a wine cellar, in-home movie theater, professional gym, in-law suite.
That's located in the water. Sorry.
On it.
In it.
Not near it.
It's a raft.
An all-pair wing, complete with a living area and kitchen.
Wow.
Outdoor kitchen and grilling area. Air-conditioned garage.
Air-conditioned garage. Might have martinis in there.
Large enough to accommodate 6 cars.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
Has an expansive club room with a full-service bar and billiard game, multiple TVs, and sitting area.
You don't have to leave that house ever, to be honest with you.
That bar area is something.
You got everything right there. You got a club. You got a gym. You got the pool. You got the water right there. You don't have to leave the house.
The bar looks like a VIP lounge at a very expensive casino.
I haven't gone to a bar that nice yet.
It's like the VIP. It's like the VIP lounge of where the millionaires go.
Seriously, I have never been to any place that's nice yet.
It's like the guys who own the horses in the Kentucky Derby sit in a room like this as the race is going on. So, yeah, this is where we're going to watch the race from.
Outdoor amenities include a dock with 2 boat lifts.
My God.
Heated spa and an 80-foot saltwater lap pool.
That pool is amazing.
That is enormous.
Wow. It's so nice, my computer for
Ashley looks at it and already wants to change things.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm looking at the dining room. That chandelier has got to go. Like, who the hell picked that out?
It's
also
opulence.
No, it's like wow. Black and gothic. It doesn't match the rest of the room.
Gothic.
So that, it is. So that's got to go. The sconces that match the chandelier on the side of the wall also have to go. That little buffet table on the side of the dining room, that also has to go. And those chairs around the dining room table, those have to go as well.
Oh, Derek,
can you imagine spending $22 million on a house and she walks in, that has to go, that has to go, that has to go.
That's
you
what I did when Eric moved in.
You know
so.
What Derek Jeter would say? That has to go. Her.
Wow, yep. That's nutty.
That's sick. There was another bad spot in the house.
Jeter move in.
Who?
Mark.
Really? You know,
Megan's husband.
Really?
No way.
What?
He's part of the moving crew.
Oh, wow. Man.
They hired his company to move him in.
Seriously?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, so you had Derek Jeter living there, and then Tom Brady lived there.
Brady.
Yeah, he rented it.
Brady.
If you go try to look on Zillow, they've removed like all the pictures.
Really?
It's just here's the street view, here's a drone shot. That's it. Nothing inside the house.
I'm shocked at how many pictures they put on the house just for security reasons, you know?
Yeah.
Who the
Brady!
Who the hell bought it?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. That's another piece of the story that hasn't been released.
Yeah, like who has that kind of cake?
AJ wants to know who his new best friend is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you're spending $22 million on a house like that, you have houses around the world. How much money do you have to be worth to have that kind of house?
Right. I picture Bezos bought it. Or Bezos, what do you call him?
Yeah.
Someone like him. Or a hedge fund guy.
Right, because if you have a house there, that much money, that's not like, well, this is my only place.
Right.
You have a place for skiing in Colorado.
Right.
You have an apartment or a condo in New York City.
Yeah, it's not a plumber.
High rise.
Got to go to work. His van's right out front. Yep.
You have something over
every
in
morning.
Italy or Europe.
Right.
Maybe a house in the Hamptons.
You've got sick money.
Sick.
Sick money.
Sick money.
Right.
Nuts. Nuts.
I wonder
you.
Just what the electricity would be on that house on a hot month.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, when you are air conditioning the garage quite
right
a bit.
Yeah.
Honey, the toilet backed up. Which one is 16?
We're talking about Derek Jeter's mansion in Tampa that I just sold. And where is he going? Did anyone say?
Down the block.
He's been trying to sell this, I feel
for
like,
a
for a while now.
He didn't hold on to it long.
No.
After all of this construction, he moved in and then moved out.
And made money.
Exactly. Well, no, he bought it for 29, sold it for 22.
No, he listed it for 29, sold it for 22.
Right.
But I just want to see the mechanicals, like the air conditioning units to power that thing.
Yeah.
Are commercial grade, like major commercial grade.
Yeah, you open that bill for electricity, your eyebrows will blow out of your face.
That's what it must have been.
What the hell?
Have you seen this electric bill?
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.